We on? I'd like to bring the meeting to order, the July 24th, 2018 meeting of the Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees. I request a moment of silence, then a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tony's here.
Did you say something?
Tony's here.
Oh.
All the stuff goes off.
You got my dead ear, remember?
Oh, yeah, you still heard it.
Okay, roll call.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Here.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay. Boy, you got the boss, too.
You guys watch it.
Yeah. He's got his cane. I'm worried. Okay. Bo, you probably read the July 24th, 2018
yes,
minutes, right?
Yes, I did.
Did you see anything wrong?
Nope. I did not.
I didn't either, so we need a motion. You
know what I mean? I'll make a motion to accept the July 24th, 2018 minutes.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And there wasn't much to him, but we had a lot of people speaking on the August 8th special meeting, so need a motion to approve those.
And I read those over also. Did not see any changes that need to be made, so I make a motion to accept the August 8th special meeting minutes.
I second that.
Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
You're on, Joe. Fiscal officer's report.
Okay. In your pile of papers, a couple reports you're used to seeing. Let's start with the receipt detail. We made some deposits between last meeting and tonight, totaling $16,050.69. Get that over. Let's see, fund status report. In our funds, we have in pooled investments $574,510.88. And in checking account, we have $108,605.07. As well as our warrant listing, payment listing. Electronic payments 106-2018 through 108-2018, and then warrants 16805 through warrants 16860, totaling $53,766.45.
I didn't sign the checks, Bo, so I'm going to go through these quick.
Go for it.
You got two checks here, Joe.
I'm a popular guy.
Yeah.
You want an explanation?
Yeah.
What, do you?
No, just kidding.
Oh, it's an easy. Oh, no. Okay.
Now look. Oh, I got one too. Wow.
I like how you always point that out. How many
you got three of them. Damn, man. What did you get, Mr. Emblem?
Uniform name tags for the fire department.
Oh, the fire department, okay.
I forgot to print off the detailed explanation, I'm sorry. Which would have a little line below it that would say a note.
American Enterprises got us again.
Rescue Engine 31.
31.
Air conditioning and maintenance.
Chapman's right up with you. He's got three of them too, huh?
No, one got voided.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, there was a voided one in there. Or actually,
oh yeah, it did get voted. I didn't see that. I'm okay with it.
Okay, so I can make a motion to pay or to approve the electronic payments 106-2018 through 108-2018, and then check warrant 16805 through 16860, totaling an amount of $53,766.45.
I guess we must do the fund status. Did you do that one?
We can approve the fund status with $574,510.88 in the pooled investment, $108,605.07 in the primary checking, and we can approve the detailed receipt detail report totaling $16,050.69.
Before I approve that, I want to look through this one quick. After you made the motion, I can second it.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
What else you got?
One last thing. We just received our second and final payment through the county auditor's office from property taxes. And it hasn't been deposited yet because I have to take out the fees and they are charged and I have to just...
How much is it? I can't. This won't go that far.
$256,839.30. So I don't know how much that matches what they said we would get, you know, but I have the detail if you want to look at it from them as well. What it breaks down to, what from what funds or do they go to.
I'll look at it later.
Yeah, that'll be important for next reorganizational meeting so we know.
Yeah, that's the real closest you can get,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll make copies of that.
I don't have anything else unless you guys do. Well, these are just blanket certificates. You don't need to approve them. You just need to sign them. They can be done.
I'll do it quick?
Sure. That's just moving funds. Money's within the fund, creating an account within the fund and putting money into it. So... And the bow, they were for the medical hospitalization that you wanted to put out.
There you go, Joe.
Thank you.
That way it's done?
Yep. I'm all set.
That's it. Okay, I can make a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
I'll second that.
Roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
You're pretty short tonight. Okay, we'll move on to the fire department report. Mr. Parcelletti.
Good evening, everyone. For our safety message for tonight is we still got some summer days, so keep yourself hydrated in this weather. Also, we have school starting this week, and the buses will be running, so please follow the laws and do not pass the buses when children are being picked up and or let off. So Just be conscious of that, and the news media has been carrying more and more information on reminding the rules of the laws. Runs have tapered down a little bit, but we're getting a really good response from our teams. We're having plenty of personnel and with no deficit of time, so we're doing well. We are just in the beginning phase of getting some state bid pricing for a new pickup truck, which would eventually replace the 1988 brush truck that we have. But I am checking with all of the U.S. manufacturers, with Ford, Chrysler, and GM, and I'll report back to you when we have some other further information, but we're just seeking out the state bid pricing. Because of some of the recent stuff that took on in Toledo with the drug and the drug exposure problem, I'd asked our EMS people to get a little bit more involved and step up, so they have. I'm very pleased. Captain Flack went down to the health department. We now have picked up additional Narcan for the EMTs or the department personnel. If in the event that we were going to get an exposure, we have an increased amount of that. So they're be added to the rigs. They'll be in our locked drug boxes for the EMTs. So along with that, some further education and precautionary measures are going to be taken on any time we get a call for an overdose. We are near the completion and near the ready to implement our revised dispatch manual with the Oregon dispatchers. They will be receiving training for the changes that have taken place. Along with that, the revised and updated SOPs, SOGs are being distributed, and the personnel are signing to acknowledge that they're receiving them, just staying compliant with all the information that's required. We supported the Boys and Girls Club this last weekend with the Barefoot to the Beach, with our fire inspector for the fireworks that was displayed. And also we had a medic unit with some EMS staffing there to also provide some coverage. Unfortunately, everyone behaved well, and there were just a few little band-aids here and there. Received a call on August 24th. We will be pleased to help out Oregon at the Clay High School football game. We'll support that with our UTV, the John Deere Gator, and a couple of EMTs at the football game, because that weekend they both have GAF and the football game to cover. So I'm glad they've included us, and we're happy to provide some service in that regard. I do have tonight another applicant that we had interviewed, and I would like to have the trustees vote the approval of taking on Jasmine Troth. She's lives over on the Corner Road North Curtis area, and she had worked for previous EMS ambulance companies, Rumpf and one of the other ones. Whichever name they changed to.
Kish. Anyways, yeah. She still have her cards?
She does not.
Okay.
They have lapsed, so, but if we can begin, then I can get her into the EMT class that's going on. Well, you guys are reviewing that, just sharing some other overall maintenance issues for the department. I'm looking to rent a scissors lift from Jeffers Crane. Costed about $200 for a week, and I want to wash the interior of the truck bays. It needs it. It's just time. It's been at least 15, 20 years since we've had the bays. Bob Berry was the last guy to clean it. So
probably pushing 20. Time.
And I want to get that clean. Next thing we'll be doing is getting the carpets cleaned up too. It's just time. I want to kind of get things freshened up and cleaned up. Because we'll have open house coming up in October, so I want everything to look nice and be presentable for our citizens to be proud of our department. Last thing I'll share with you is the EMA has a new person assigned to radiological training. Aletha has stepped over to grants, and so this person has now reached out, and so I need to get with her and schedule our radiological training. So, but at any time we do that training, the trustees are welcome to sit in on that training. It's a lot of fun and exciting, and you'll never be able to replace that time of your life. So, no, it's okay. That is all I have to report.
Chief, can we get a possibly, you're doing them in the SOPs and SOGs, are you doing them paper or are you doing them thumb drive?
The township will receive the revised book.
Okay.
And the book will be put in the safe.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, good.
Yeah, the township has to, because the last ones were signed by the trustees. So we can go through a signing. Officially, you've already done it, so they're accepted. And there's always an understanding that the revision.
Right.
The revisions really contain the correct naming of the vehicles is a big part of
right.
what it is.
Right.
Because it before referred to as 313, 312, now it's Medic 31, Medic 32, rescue engine, water tender.
All right. Well, I can make a motion to hire Jasmine Troff pending a background and physical for the fire department.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Oh, yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried. You got to turn your head.
Yeah.
You're good here.
No, I need to go get some hearing aids.
That
it, Tony?
We're all set. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tony. We'll move on then to the rec department. Mike.
Okay. Programming notes. All the summer sports are finished and the fall practices have started. For tackle football, the numbers are up a little bit. We have 44. And we'll go to the same league that we were in last year, and that's good that that's up. The hugest number increase was the pre-K soccer. It's 40, which is unheard of. So that's looks like a lot of little guys are playing soccer. So the fall numbers are high. They're good. I did report about the lacrosse camp that they put on. It was not as highly attended as we anticipated. There was only 18 people that went to the camp. But we are going to continue to push that and hopefully continue to grow that. So that's what's going on there. As far as the fields go, the small one still looks in great shape. The big one still has a problem with the weeds in the one corner. I did call True Green on Friday and asked where we're at in the schedule, and we're due to be sprayed either this week or next week. She said she would move it up, and hopefully it'll take care of that. It might have been done. I didn't get a chance to go out there today. I wanted to go there at lunchtime. I just didn't have time. And then though the usage will be down, there will be some fall teams that will use it. So I'll still take care of it, but it's less of a priority. We'll get it sprayed and just keep working with it. I did mow around all the fences and weed whack around the pavilion and the fences and the bleachers, and also re-leveled that small sign. Okay.
I did see it the other day.
Okay, yeah.
It looked good.
I think what it is close to that catch basin, and it's just taking water there. So I'll just watch it. As far as the Reno Park, swing set's painted, the basketball court is sealed and straight. I think they both look very good. I did raise the canopy on all the trees and weed whacked around them. The one tree, if you go out there, you can see one tree that's a mess. It looks like it has something growing on it. I didn't want to mess with it. I don't know if it needs to be treated or cut down. So that's out of my knowledge. So I don't know if Kevin can go out there or one of you guys look at it or whatever you want to do. I don't know what to do with it. We need to get the mulch put out there. And I think it looks fantastic. I think it looks a lot better.
It does look very good. I've actually had quite a few compliments on it.
When I was out there the other day, I had three people stop me and tell me that it looked good.
Yeah. It definitely looks good, Mike. I was very happy that we're getting compliments on it.
Yes, good.
So.
Just keep plugging away, man.
Yep, definitely looks good.
Good. As we talked last time, we talked about, well, we've been talking about this for a while, but extending the two parking lots to connect. The rec parking lot and the school parking lot. I did email Dean Sandwich, and I asked him what he thought about that. He said they would, you know, entertain any kind of proposal that we threw at. So I talked to Zigray, and he said that they could probably do the work, the maintenance crew. He says they have a 4-foot tiller. They would till it all up, scoop it, and stone it. But he said he would not even be able to look at it until after the second week of school because of all the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like we're... You go out there, you go down past the pavilion to where the road curves to the diamond, like we talked before, you just follow that straight and take it straight to where their baseball diamond and their playground equipment is. If it would go from there to our property, like an L shape, that would be ideal. And if that was the case, we would be about a third of the way to our first phase of that walking path. So I'm gonna meet with Jeff in a couple weeks. If he can't do it, I'm going to see who he would suggest that I get prices from. So, that's promising. Is there anything you want to add to that? Is anything that I'm overlooking you there?
That'd be great. You know, we've been talking about this for ever since we started the park almost.
I think our parking lot does need a little... tensions, but it's got a lot of weeds in it. We'll take care of that. Okay, that's pretty much all I have. I'm hoping to get some numbers. If Jeff can't give me, I know he's not going to have the numbers. He's just going to say if he can do it or not. So I'm just going to say I'm going to stick with that 4-foot wide or 5-foot wide and see what happens with that.
So. How wide's our tiller, Kevin? The 4-foot?
38. What they got is that they bought one of those tool cats.
Oh, okay.
That's what they use in there. So they just go down with that tool cat, take it out.
If they need a place for the grass and the dirt, they can put it at the end of the dike, you know, by the last house there.
Yes.
We'll just keep building that up. We don't want to lose anything.
Yeah. So after I meet with him, hopefully next time I meet with you guys, we'll have another progression. So.
Mike, how deep are those stakes on the sign there by the corner? You know, could we raise that?
Well, I didn't want to go higher because of the zoning. So it's at the, I think it's at the maximum.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was my intent with that. So.
Okie doke.
Unless... somebody you can talk to, you know, raise it.
I could raise it, but I better not.
That's all I have.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just a FYI, the tree auction at North Branch is the first Saturday in October.
I did get an email. Thank you, everybody.
If you want to get any trees.
Okay, we'll move on to the zoning inspector's report. Linda?
Okay. Busy August. We have two new homes going up on North Curtis Road. One's down at the north end, 650, which is right in the middle of the block. As I researched that one, the address was incorrect, and I've had that happen before, so we fixed the address and got it correct in the auditor site, and that helps the fire department too. There were two 450 North Curtises, and they weren't next to each other. And the other one is at 7333 North Curtis, so it's behind the tree service. It's the one of the co-owners is building his house back behind there. So he'll do a cutoff of North Curtis and build it behind.
Is that what that driveway was they were putting in?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, off North Curtis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's their cut. And I had a sign for the Bono Tavern going at the end of Howard Road. Grass cutting, I know Kevin, do you remember what address that was? Was it 453 Lakemore or the one at North?
I believe the Lakemore.
Okay. I sent Kevin out to mow two lots because the letters came back and he said that one was mowed. Still working on getting those mowed as people call me and let me know that they're getting their lots mowed. The biggest problem down there people are finding is somebody to mow it, because obviously a lawn mowing service is not going to do it, because most of them now only have zero turn mowers. So finding somebody that has something durable enough to go in there and mow some of those lots, they're struggling finding someone. So if anybody has any suggestions or recommendations, but that's what they're finding.
You know, Linda Andersons are down there. I wonder, you know, they farm a little bit. I wonder if they'd have a, you know, they're.
I think
Dick.
Bommies have a big tractor.
I think Bommies do too.
I think they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a John Deere with a brush hog on it.
Okay. You know, I don't like to give suggestions, but when somebody from Florida calls you and say, we really don't know.
Yeah.
And they're not going to come up here to mow it, but if they can find somebody. So, at least it gets done now. So, if anybody else has any other suggestions, please send them my way. I have three court cases. Everybody is making positive movement, I think, on their sites. So, that's a plus. I checked into more about the RVs up on the dike, and the health department says that all RVs should be parked only in a licensed campground, and nobody know how can we write them a special use permit. And storage can only be on lots with the principal structure according to our zoning. So that came down from the health department today. I just got that. Marina water, as we were talking about Anchor Point and not having any control over them, the Corps has control over the water, but we technically do have control over the land. The problem with the land would be, so if somebody put up a structure and it was less than 10 by 20, they can do that. And as far as setbacks, the setbacks in the marinas are the perimeters of the property. So if somebody came to me and said, I want to put an accessory building up here, they really would be able to, but they're not going to build anything over 10 by 20. I would like to look at changing our zoning to get a zoning permit for a 10 by 10. I think it would behoove us to do that. But it was interesting that I said, so I have to go by the perimeter lines of the marina as far as the setbacks go. So.
Of the whole marina.
Yeah. So it doesn't count. The docks don't count.
That's funny because they own them individually.
Yeah. So
we do have a say in there, though, is what you're
saying? We do have a say.
Okay.
Anything on land, we do have a say.
Okay, which is good.
Yeah.
That's a...
It's just a matter of what... Yeah. It was the village at one point, right?
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant. I mean, they came in and got their permit to do the renovations in there right away too. And I don't know if the fire department's been over there.
Oh yeah, we've conducted our inspections for every time they've made a revision to the cooking abilities is what we were involved with.
Okay. And then I did address, everybody's been talking about the mountain on North Curtis Road, closer to town. I went over there today and he's leveling it out. I mean, it's going to be, I don't know how many feet tall, but the pile isn't too much of a pile anymore. It's flat and leveled. So
wow.
I did call the county about the fill. He does have a fill permit, but he only has, and when you do a fill permit, you got to put those barriers along the property lines. He only has his barriers halfway back. So they're going to come out and look at what he's doing. And I gave him a red tag today just because I want to know what he's doing and what he's filling and how high he's going.
And there's no concerns over him flooding out the neighbors there?
Oh, absolutely.
That's my question on it is...
They're responsible for that, but as far as my and the county's in that, then it becomes a civil case. And it's a civil case between owners. Unfortunately. So, I red tagged him to make sure that we talk about runoff. And I know the county's done that, especially with the barrier put along the lot lines. So, there is barrier on the north and south side. It's kind of different. It's a round piece and it's green. It's about the size of a basketball. And long. All right, that's all I have. Oh, wait a minute, I don't. Sorry. We can have one more piece of property if you all would like to. The land bank sent me another piece that they had going to foreclosure. It's on Howard. It's down in the middle of the forest. Kevin will love one more.
There's no house on it?
There's no house on it. So it's the one I highlighted there. Property owners on either side. One owns three lots on the other side. The other one owns one on the other side.
North or south?
North.
So there's no structure on it.
Auditor's value online is $600.
Is there interest in from the owners? On
I
either side?
Okay. I haven't contacted anybody yet. I just got this yesterday.
Okay. So we got to make a motion to accept that. So I can make a motion to accept the property at 706 Howard from the land bank. What else you need? That's it, right?
That's it. Unless you want a parcel number.
If you got it.
Parcel number is 33-70351.
Got her.
And that's all I have, unless there's any questions.
I got a question.
It's hard to tell if there's any houses next to it, is there?
There isn't.
There's a couple up, like a couple
up more north, this way.
Yeah, there was a couple
there's
there.
There's one right there.
I mean, right next to it. Though.
Yeah, right next to it. Now it's just a wooded area.
There's nothing in back of it either, is there?
No.
Back pavilion. It's all wooded. Nope.
Thank you. We need a second, Dave.
Oh, second it.
Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mm-hmm. I got one quick question for Linda. Before you
go on.
Land bank.
Yeah.
I think there was some discussion. Is there money in there, the grant money that we can possibly get?
It's on my agenda. I've called them three times.
Okay.
And they haven't returned their any calls.
Just because I see, we see they're tearing down 1,500 houses in 1,500 days. There's money somewhere.
They save it for Toledo, they always.
Well, I agree, but we're part of Lucas County too, so.
Yeah. Well, we've told them that.
Yeah. I mean, if we can get one, that's huge, yeah. So.
Tony.
I have a question. Any progress on the state-owned property that burned earlier this year about getting that cleaned up, that canal and corduroy?
That's the other agenda question when I get a hold of them, because technically it's a land bank.
I talked to the land bank, called me back, and they provided clarification that they do not have the ownership or responsibility to it. State of Ohio does. So that's where I was just in the interest of getting the property cleaned up, is all I was doing. And just trying to get that expedited if we could do it.
The neighbor to the west would like the property and is willing to clean it up if they can get it. And they're the one that should have it because it's a corner lot.
That's perfect. If they're willing to buy it and get clean it up.
We just got to figure out how we can get it.
Yeah. Help them get it.
Cool. Anything else?
Nope, that's all I had.
Oh, I don't think we got to go through these. I don't have anything either, so.
And what's that?
Those hall rental and roads.
I had three. We got to do Kevin, don't forget. Can't skip Kevin.
Oh, yeah, I've got Kevin. I forgot. Almost forgot him. Well, he said he didn't have much anyhow. Maintenance department, Kevin.
Basically, a couple little items. Ottawa Lucas Road, I have not been down there this week. They were getting pretty close last week on completion of it.
It's done.
Is it done now? Yeah,
looks nice.
Looks nice.
Why we spend that kind of money for a road like that, I don't know. But on that one there, by Lucas County, we still own the north side of the road, but no one's the other side. But as long as Ottawa County wants to spend the money on it, they can say they own whatever they want to own. But,
right.
The other thing, we had a rash of signs taken either last week or over the weekend. I put up 6 stop signs today, and I put up 9 speed limit signs. So
is it somebody's
wallpapering the inside of the garage or something.
In the vicinity somewhere, like?
Reno Beach, where it's always at. But, yep. So.
We haven't had that for a long time, have we?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's been one here, one there. But those I can account for because we had big storms prior to that. And nobody, unless the sheriff rides by him or something, nobody usually calls in and says there's a sign down. So by the time we find it, somebody's already picked it up. So, no.
Them are all township roads there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, can we get them from the county or we got to?
We can buy them from
the county.
Buy them from
the county. But I can buy them cheaper than what the county wants to sell them to us for. So.
That's what I was wondering.
Yep. And other than that, just mowing, we put in 3 more foundations, and I sold 2 more graves since the last meeting. So, and I got 2 other inquiries about buying 2 more graves apiece, and we got a couple cremation funerals coming up. One of them will be on the 20th. That'll be a morning immediate family service. Then the other one, they haven't set a date, but they still want to try to get it in yet this month. That's all I got, unless you guys got something for me.
Oh, well, while we're talking about roads, I talked to Sarah, and she left something lay on her desk, and we're still supposed to get that money back from Wheeler yet, if she gets the paperwork done here, so that could be coming in September. Let's hope.
And the only other thing I had to just remember that we did get the toll done on the cemetery expansion. So he emailed me 3 different designs, and I don't know why they're just different colors. There isn't any different layout with it, but that's done. Maybe Thursday, if it's raining during the day, I might run out and get 4 maps or something like that. So when we do get around to getting the money to bid that out for putting the pond in the expansion, we'll have all the cut and grade stuff marked out already. So.
What about the paperwork for the easement? Where are we at with that? I mean, that was Joe was handling that.
Yep, me and Joe started it, and he's been handling it, and I have not talked to the lawyer at all. The last time that me and Joe had talked to him, he'd sort of had it on the back burner, didn't think it was that big of a rush, but we had him move it up so we can get that agreement done. That way, from that point forward, we can go ahead with whatever we're going to do.
I think we should get it signed and get it in, so.
Because it ain't like he's going to draft it once and they're going to sign it. It's most probably going to go back and forth on wordage between their attorney and ours until we get it where everybody's happy with it, so.
Okay.
That it, Kev?
That's it.
You got anything in holes in the rental? Or?
Just 3 rentals since the last meeting.
You wanna sign the garbage contract quick or?
Yep.
You wanna use yours or?
Yeah.
Only thing I would say is, because that's the wrong date on page three.
Yeah, we should put that to the 14th. We'll just pen it in.
Yeah. Our resolution number is just going to be today's date.
Yeah.
We don't have formal resolution numbers.
Why don't you just do them right away?
This is the official
pen. Official pen.
And then I think for the record, you want to read that. Oh, there's a lot of two of this. Okay. Just as I read this, because we didn't draft this. This is provided to us.
Mm-hmm.
Right, from Lucas County.
From Lucas County, we should probably read.
Sanitary District.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me fill in some of these.
I went through it today and read the contract, and it's a very cut and dry. As far as any normal agreements.
Mine's all dirty, so...
No, it's fine. That's the resolution number.
Yeah.
Resolution number. I guess it's just to really care.
Kevin did call, what's his name, Tom?
Yeah.
Tom, about the bid package there, on their actual bid, where they have it listed as 32-gallon bags, and... He confirmed it, either can or bag. So that was my only real holding point on that was I didn't want him to stick us with just bag, you know.
It said 32 gallons, so that's a, yeah. I figured it was a can or a bag. So I guess I could make a, you want me to make the resolution for it?
Well, I would read this.
Then we can sign it.
The problem is it's really wordy, so you have this page.
I'm just going to make a resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, we've all read it, and... We all agree. There's nothing on there. You don't just
yeah. No, there was nothing on there. I didn't see, and we can
yeah. Okay, I make a resolution to approve the proposed solid waste collection service agreement with All Star Disposal and Recycling. This agreement is for a 3-year period beginning on September 6, 2018, until August 31st, 2021, with two to one year. Options to renew. I should say 2 1-year options to renew. Mm-hmm. I think that's good enough. To
do you want to put the what we're going to do in it as far as
what? It's on the paper, and then we're going to sign this. I can't see anything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I can second that motion.
Are you stuck on with waste management?
No, this is All Star. They're out of... just up in Michigan. Well, they got an office on West Lasky.
Yep.
They're part of Stevens Disposal. It's a brother, and they're the only ones that bid. Waste Management and this All Star, the only two that bid on it.
Okay.
So, and we're hoping that they're all excited. They're going to do it on a Thursday and a Friday, and I think we're going to get more customer service out of them. We had really good customer service out of Fantasy, a small company too. And Waste Management took us over. It was just chaotic all the time. The garbage here, there, and here, and so.
We just rented a big can from Waste Management because they didn't have any small ones. So what do we do about that?
How big is it?
They'll take it back.
They'll take it back.
Yeah, that's their.
Have you just rented it, or you said?
No, we're renting it.
Yeah, just to have them take it back, and just you can use bags or else buy a 32-gallon garbage can.
But I mean, this company will take that can.
No, wait, no.
It's too big.
Waste Management will take that can back from you.
Yeah,
but the company that's coming in, they'll provide a can for
no.
me like that, a
no.
small one.
No. No, we haven't did that yet. We're just getting them started, and we might do that on down the road. But for right now, no.
One question, because I have a can too for Waste Management.
Yeah.
I got to believe that All Star will rent you a can because they pick up my 96 gallon toter, but I pay to rent it, and so they accept it. But I'm renting that. So.
We hadn't asked that, so that's a question we could ask.
Can I rent a can from that company?
We'll do that tomorrow. We'll call.
Because it's a really sturdy can. The
right.
Animals don't get into it. You mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, it's always better because the dogs chew up the bags. Then you got a mess. And,
yeah,
yeah, I understand.
I don't know that they would have any of those cans because their trucks are not equipped to
pick those type cans up.
Oh, aren't they?
So it may be just 32-gallon cans that you purchase, but I will talk to Tom tomorrow and see if they offer any options.
We'll check on that, Joyce.
Pricing.
So are we only allowed...
Joyce, you should say your name, so...
Well, let's make let's finish the motion quick. What's on the table? Just wait, and then we...
Oh, no, that's right. We have did that. Go on.
Yeah. Well, no, I seconded it, so... Okay, you just got to do roll call.
Roll call, Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried.
We want to make sure we get there before we get into discussion.
We might have forgot it.
So, Mrs. Schmidt, Mrs. Schmidt?
I'm sorry. What?
Say your name so we get it on tape. That's the only reason.
Joyce Schmitz, and Kevin just answered my question for me. I wanted to know if we were only allowed one can.
No.
He said three. I was like,
three.
We got... This is really good for the township.
I appreciate the pickup in the first place. I can remember years ago.
We're hoping with the third can at every household for a full year, it may help us with our unlimited pickup, maybe cut down on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. We ran the numbers today, and there's gonna, by getting the extra can with this All-Star, we're going to be saving $14,000 a year on garbage by going to All-Star. And we gain an extra can.
Oh, wow.
So that was huge for us to do that. It was Waste Management's price went through the roof when they bid it again. So
yeah, we're going to pay $9.65, and I think they went up to $11.40. Waste management, so it's a lot of difference.
And that was just on two cans.
Just two.
$11.40 at two cans. And they are going to split the township up into two sections. And they're going to notify everybody on that. Certain areas are going to get picked up on Thursdays, and the other areas are going to, the rest is going to get picked up on Friday. We don't know who's where or what yet, but we weren't opposed to that at all. I mean, that's, for the money we're saving, you can do it 5 days a week if you want, So, and the biggest thing for us was service. We know that we were having issues with Waste Management, so.
Yeah, sometimes I left cans and then you had to call. And... Thank you.
Thank you.
How will they notify us? By mail? My name is Teresa.
Right now the talking point is like when we do our unlimited pickup and our brush, we put that flyer in the Metro Press. Because that way, that goes to every household in Jerusalem Township. So there'll be a colored flyer in there. I'm thinking at this point, it may be the last 2 weeks of this month you'll get it. But also, they're supposed to notify me when they get the routing and everything done. And I'm going to have Linda list that on our website of who gets picked up on Thursday and who will be picked up on Friday. Your times will stay the same. Garbage has to be to the road. If you're picked up on Thursday, it's got to be there by 6 a.m. on Thursday morning. Same thing with Friday. But other than that, that'll be the only changes. They're breaking up the township, and hopefully your cans aren't going to be thrown laying in the middle of the road, in your ditch, and any other place they can hang them. So,
if he has a list of guidelines?
Teresa, what's your last name?
There's a list for bulk items, and as soon as I'm sure that all those prices are correct, those will go on the website also.
We're going to meet with them Thursday night maybe and drive around and talk to them. We haven't even met them yet. So.
But we're excited about garbage. So.
$14,000 is a little bit to be excited about.
Yeah. You know, they
and service. So if we get good service, that's the main thing. Yeah, I'm getting tired of being called. They didn't pick up this one. They didn't pick up that one and everything else. And yeah. Anything else on garbage? You okay with it? Ubo?
Yep, you're good on that. Yeah. Garbage is taken care of. Cemetery discussion.
Oh, what do you want to move on to? You want to?
Well, we're kind of just going to pick down the road here, what you've got on your agenda. Cemetery, Kevin, pretty much right there.
Oh, I turned it over.
Cemetery, Kevin, pretty much touched base on with the topo mats.
Vila Road grant money again, Kevin, that's supposed to, she left her email or something on the desk, and if I went to call her, it would still be laying there, I guess. It's on Vila Road. And the Bono Road closure, I'll talk to Jason Lewis again, but there's no way I can see them getting that open by September 1st. An awful lot of stone to haul and fix back there. I'll call this week and go from there. I guess we might as well just go to a trustee replacement. You want to?
Well, we can, if you real quick, the copier,
I'll finish it off. I'll touch that.
Copier. I did get back the quote from Perry Protech, and it's basically a wash right now. It's not, she said as the contracts get longer, we've only been in it for 2 years, September. She said the further out you go, the better it is. They can really work with it then. So we're just going to stick with MT Business right now. So there's not really it was basically a wash. It wasn't even worth going through the paperwork.
The only
thing they really saved us on was if we went over on our copies, that was a lot cheaper. But the rental per month was basically the same. So it wasn't worth us even.
It was the same way at our church.
Yeah.
Same thing. We'd run out into it long enough and it didn't matter. Okay, you want to take us in?
All right, so I move to go into executive session to consider the appointment of the vacant trustee seat.
I can second that.
Roll call, Bill Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
It's been a minute.
It's 8 o'clock. I make a motion that we leave executive session and return to our regular meeting.
Roll call.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
No formal action was taken in executive session. And here we go. I make a motion that we appoint Mark Sadler to the vacant trustee's position.
Do you want to say to fill out the term or?
Yeah, to fill out the term.
The term?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. I don't think there is
nothing.
Any.
No.
Okay, then is there anything out in the audience that we want to hear? Joyce.
Could you stay Sir, Sir. Paul, just thinking, I've had a tree fall in our yard, and we've had a matter of four trees fall in our yard that we took care of. I heard my father-in-law, both my sons, two of my nephews,
I've been there.
A neighbor help us cut it up, cut a whole lumber up, and haul it off. This is four of Mr. Godwell's. Groddle's trees that have fallen in our yard and we've taken care of. And I try to be nice and my patients are running thin. Believe me. I've got a 30-foot tree in my yard. I can't mow my grass. It's clear up the back of my back.
Yeah.
It's that tall. It's full of snakes. And the kids can't play over there. Someone's going to get hurt. Bad. And I want to see it taken care of. I don't care what you do with it. I just want it out of my yard. There's some pictures.
It's a mess.
Well, Joyce, like I said, when I stopped over to see you there and looked at it, and I said if we couldn't get him to take care of it, that I would personally come over and get that out of your yard, but I was going to wait till it cooled off a little bit.
I was going to do the same thing.
You know,
I'm busy right now, but.
It's a matter of just, I want to get it done for you. You know, I told you, I actually have recruited some of the firemen to go and help me to help get it out of there, but we're kind of waiting for it to cool off a little bit.
I'll tell you why I'm not cooling off, because when Dave come into office, he wanted my vote. Mm-hmm. I showed him those trees back there, and he says, we'll take care of it next spring.
Yeah.
Spring has come. Summer has passed and it's going on fall.
Right. And I totally agree that should have been, as a person, that should have been handled by Mr. Groddle. That's my personal opinion on it.
I couldn't even get his phone number.
He won't do anything.
And I talked to him and he says, no.
Yeah.
He's not messing with those trees. He says, you people put garbage in that creek. We don't put garbage in. Mm-hmm. The brush that's on that creek bank is from all the trees that fell in our yard. We put the brush there. I'm not taking care of this brush.
And I saw it. You showed it to me. And yeah. It's all stacked up nice there on the bank. And that's, you know, in my opinion, that was the best thing you could have done with it. You know, you didn't throw it back in the creek.
This is my neighbor lady. She's got to look out her window every day and look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, my grandkids want to play on it.
Yeah.
And it's not stable. It's huge. It's dangerous.
It is huge. I've seen it. I was there, you know, and like I said, I said I'd come over there and get that cleaned up as it cooled off. You know, I didn't want to be out there in 100 degree heat and humidity cutting on it.
Yeah, we don't either.
I know. And like I said, I had talked to some of the guys on the fire department, and they were more than willing to come over and assist on getting it cleaned up.
Well, I really think that Mr. Grattle should get the equipment out there and clean it up.
I agree.
If my tree fell on his property, I would be liable.
Oh,
right?
If it was a township tree that fell on Mr. Grattle's property, we'd be pulling Kevin out of bed at midnight to clean up the tree. It's just the way he is. I don't know if there's a legal, if you have any legal right with him. I don't even know if you could sue him for this, because the way I understand it is it's a civil court case, but there's no point to go through a court case with somebody like that that's got more money than what to do with and will just fight it just to fight it. You'll never win. You'll never win on that.
Best way is, Bo, I was going to do the same thing. I was going to take the backhoe down and push it or do something, so why don't we work together? And then we'll take the back home with a bunch of chainsaws, and it won't take us too long to clean it up. That's all we can do, Joyce.
I'll be there Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday, I'll be there.
Okay,
I'll be there and start cutting on it.
I'll be home all day.
So
I can't come Friday.
Well, that's so fine. I will come down there Friday. What? We'll start getting it cut up and start
good.
Working on it there. I'll work on it Friday and, you know.
My husband can't do that work. He's had 7 surgeries on his back.
Yep.
He's had open heart surgery. He's had lung surgery.
That's a lot of tree.
That's a lot of tree.
It is a lot of tree. Yeah.
And he can't handle
it. So I will be there Friday.
Okay.
We'll start working on it Friday.
Sounds good.
In the morning and go from there.
I get both my sons there and they can help out.
Okay.
I think maybe you ought to mention
name
on tape, Sander, this and... that you guys are taking this on as a personal project, not as township trustees. Is that correct?
No, I'm still taking it on as a trustee, because that's
every branch that falls in my yard, I'm going to be calling. Well, I want you to pick it up.
Okay, then I'll take it on as a personal. How's that? Okay, so this will be a personal assistance to Miss Buckwalder. To come down and help clear up this tree.
Thank you.
Yep. Hopefully it's not raining Friday.
I don't care if it rains, I'll be there.
Okay.
Anything else?
Anybody else got anything?
Joe's not
here, so you do it.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second that.
We'll call Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. 8:10. Don't leave until you sign the meeting.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Very much.